And all the illnesses that afflicted the Mitzvim will not affect you because I'm Hashem your healer. The Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Chelek talks about those who don't have Chelek Olam Haba. And in the list mentioned there, Lochesh Al Hamaka, somebody whispers an incantation on a wound. And what does he whisper? This pasuk, the Omer, Kol Macha Shesanti Mitzvim Lassim Alecha Kiyanei Hashem Rofecha. So apparently it's a very severe iser to use Torah, specifically a pasuk that seems to talk about how Hashem would remove illnesses as a means of refuah. The Gemara elaborates on this din of the Mishnah a few dapim later. The Gemara says that this is only said in a specific instance that's called rokeg al hamaka. Gemara daf aleph. Rokik alamaka, Rashi says, the problem is, Gemara says, Yamaski Hashem Shamayim ala Rakika. So it's a big problem. Yamaski Hashem Shamayim, in connection to being Rokik, the question is, when you're Rokik, before you say the Pasuk, after you say the Pasuk, different Shitas, Rashi says one way. The Gemara in Shavuos makes reference to this Gemara and this Isser, and Gemara seems to say there's two levels of Isser. There's an Isser Chamor, which is Elim Chayv Gol Maba, which is in a case that we're talking about in the Gensugin Chelek, which is by Rokek. But then there's a general Isser, in general, of Misrape B'Divei Torah. Gemara in Shavuos Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis mentions the practice of Amshu Ben Levi, who would say various psukim, mentions in the connection to Mizmor Tzadiyahu from Tehillim, Yoshe B'Seser. So he's a psukim of warding off all kinds of shadim and all kinds of potential hazards, and they used to say this in connection to when they would dedicate the city of Yerushalayim to expand the borders. And then it mentions in this context of Shlomo Levi would say these psukim, as we find in our Sidurim commonly, before he went to bed. In fact, the Gemara Hechi Avid Hachi, how did he do this? Vam of Shlomo Levi Asa Lesrapos B'Divei Torah. There's an Isser Lesrapos B'Divei Torah, to use Torah as a means to get healed, physical healing. So the Gemara gives a teretz, L'Hagein Shaini. So there's two levels. There's Lesrape, which is Asser, and L'Hagein, which is protecting to create a general Shmira, not after the fact that there's already a problem, but more as a Shmira to be able to ward off the possibility of illness. In fact, the Gemara of the Elok, Ki Amar Aser, Di'ikamaka Aser Vesulo. So what are you telling me? That there's a difference between the Hagein, where there isn't yet a Maka, and when there is a Maka. And when there is a Maka, that's when Shlomo Levi was discussing that it's Aser. So in fact, the Gemara, only Aser? We have the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Haloche Shalom Maka, Inuche Golom Abba. So it sounds like it's not just Aser, it's worse. And for the Gemara, Ha'it Malam, Rav Yochanan, Verokik Shanu, only a case of Rokek of Fish in Maskirin Shem Shemaim al Rakika. Comes out from this Gemara that there are three levels. There's a level of Ein Chek Ol Maba, which is Loche Shalamaka together with Rakika, whatever that's about. You have the middle level, which is even separate from Rokek, which is still Aser. That's where there is a Maka already. And that's Rav Shubha Levi's statement of Aser Lisraplos B'Divei Torah. And then there's Lahagain, which is permitted. Now the question is, how does this all get sorted out in terms of Shittas and practically in these inyanim, exactly how you define the Hagein and what are these surim based on. It's a big topic, just to give you a little bit of a flavor. There's a tshuva of Tzitz Eliezer, which when taking from this, in this tshuva, not a very long tshuva, in Chelek Yud Zayin, Simen Lamed, and his question was very specific. We all know common practice is to say Tehillim for a chole. Of course, we all do this. And the question is, And oftentimes when you say Tehillim, let's say you say individually, you have printed in the books of Tehillim a special tefillah of Yehiratzon, the schus of this that I said, these mizmorim, there should be refuah shleima that we ask for a particular cholah. You have a Gemara in Shavuos Tesvav on the days that talks about an issur lisrapos b'divei Torah, that if you have already a maka, an existing problem, you're not allowed to use Torah as a refuah. He quotes the Rambam is very strong in this language. Rambam doesn't even mention the issue of Rakika, which is bothering the Kesef Mishnah here on the Rambam. Perek Yud Aleph of Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says, Haloche Shalamaka, the Kori Pasuk Min HaTorah, and Haloche Yud Beis here, doesn't mention Smerokek. Kol pasuk min haTorah. V'chein akori al atinok shelo yivas. A child shouldn't get nervous, and you read a pasuk. Hameniach sefer Torah utfilin al katan b'shvil sheyishan. The child will sleep. They're having insomnia, and you put a sefer Torah there, a scroll or tefillin. Lo dai shehein b'chal chaverim u'menachashim, which is an isser in its own right. Ela b'chal akofim b'Torah. Very strong language. Shehein osin debe Torah refuas haguf. Ve'enon el refuas hanefesh. Language of the Rambam. Torah should not be used as refuas haguf. However, the Rambam gives you the heter of l'hagen. He continues, Avo habari. Shekara psukim o mizmar mitihilim kdei shetogin o lav zuchus kriyasan b'yinatzel mitzaros unizakim harezem mutim. That if a person who's healthy reads psukim or mizmar mitihilim, the Rambam mentions tehillim, but only in connection to saying the tehillim as shmira, that the zuchus of your reading the tehillim will spear you whatever tzaros, that's mutim. So it's past this mashman the Rambam that even mizmari tehillim, if it's not said Lohagain, the Natsal Mitzaros, but as somehow refuas guf, that seems to be an issue. That's the problem that many raise. In Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya, right after Hilchos Ribbis, comes Hilchos Ma'onin Menachesh, and Kuf Ayin Tes, just a little bit after. Kuf Ayin Ches is Chukas Akum, Kuf Ayin Tes is Ma'onin Menachesh, Ma'onin Machashef. There's a few sifim in the Shulchan Aruch that deal with these in Yonim, Halochei Shalomaka, and so on. So the problem is, how do we say Tehillim for a Chole? So the Tzitz Eliezer has a couple of suggestions. First of all, the Tosus in Shavuos already opens up a very strong heter, and that is Pikuach Nefesh. On that very Gemara in Shavuos that we just quoted, Tosus brings another Gemara in Shabbos that seems to say the exact opposite. There's a whole story there, Gemara in Shabbos at the end of the sixth parak, where there's an eitzah given for a particular fever, and it has to do with reading psukim from Parshas Shmos with Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare. Oh, strange Gemara. And it sounds like you're using the psukim as a refuah for a particular fever, a particular problem. Tosus asks the kasha. And Tosus answers, V'hada amar b'sach d'shabes t'av samach zayin l'ishta bas yoma, particular fever, le'ma hachi v'yer ma'ach Hashem elav mitoch hasneh, sakanta shayini. Immediately you have a very important heter that Tosus says the entire Isser, l'shabes t'divei Torah, that Shubha Levi taught us, also l'shabes t'divei Torah is only, if it's not sakanas nefashos. Sakanas nefashos, this is waived. So we're talking about choli mesukan. So obviously all bets are off. You can do whatever it takes, including using Torah as a refuah. That's obviously one suggestion. And Pesukei Teshuva and Shulchan Aruch quotes this as well from various svarim, that for Yoledes, they have these things that they used to do for Yoledes just after she gave birth. So she's obviously Mesukenes. So they were able to do things that would otherwise be usher for Stamachola because it's a Sakan involved. Then he goes on, but the truth is we mention Tehillim, we say Tehillim, and we say Yihiratzons for Tehillim, not just if it's Mamish At, you know, Pikuach Nefesh. So how do we justify that? So he brings the Me'iri in Shabbos. Me'iri in Shabbos, on that Gemara that Tosus quoted there at the end of the sixth parak in Shabbos, says, the Gemara has this pasuk that you say for the fever, I asalusrabas the divit Torah, efsher, shilonemar el shi'ika refuaso min haTorah. The ika refua is using the Torah. That's what you're using as your therapy. Avo kan humona habidvarim bezulas has koras osam hamikros. Now, Gemara, there are other things that are done, and then you're also doing the lachash, if you will, the psukim that you're mentioning. So it sounds like once you're treating it in another fashion, it's not just exclusively through the Torah, then it's permitted. So after Tzitz Eliezer, okay. So obviously, typically, you know, most people, they're doing different things. They're treating it through doctors, and then they're also using the Torah. So no longer do you have an Isser, only if a person is mamish, not doing anything except the Tehillim, or whatever it is that they're quoting, the Psukim, that would be an issue. But based on the Me'iri, you have another answer. Then he brings a Marsha. The Marsha in Shabbos and that Gemara, he has another answer. He brings another Gemara in the mix, and that's the Gemara in Ervin, Nun Dalit, famous Gemara that you probably all heard of, Chash Beroso, what should you do? Yasek Batorah, Chash, this, and this, and this part of your body, whatever goes through the list of different parts of the body, Chash Bemeyav. So, Torah is a refuah. So how could the Gemara say this? Rabbi Akiva Eiger, on that Gemara, Erevin Undan Menalef, is Mitzayin Torah Chayim, who says, along the lines of the Masha, and maybe even more so than the Masha, and that's what the Tzitzis Eliezer works with. How do you justify this Gemara? Chash Berosho, and so on, the Misrabi B'divei Torah. So the Masha says that if a person is lomed based on the idea of that we should be refuas hanefesh, Torah is merape the nefesh, Torah elevates our midos, Torah elevates our ruchnius, and once a person's ruchnius is enhanced from Torah, from the schus of Torah, it's going to trickle down and spill over to the physical guf as well. That's a different story. You're not using the Torah directly as a medium, as a therapy for the physical illness. You're using the Torah as a way of enhancing your ruchnius, and when a person's ruchnius is better, then the nele, it's going to also affect and heal the gashmius. That's what the Masha suggests, and he has a beautiful way of interpreting the Gemara there in Shabbos. And the Torah Shchaim, as the Mekibegah's Mitzayin, says something very similar. So says the Tzitz Eliezer, the way the Torah Shchaim puts it, this is quoted here, I don't have Torah Shchaim in front of me, he says, Chash Berosho means Ya'osik b'Torah l'shem shamayim l'kayim mitzvas Hashem she'tziva lomot u'miskaven she'yoil lo s'chus ha'Torah she'yisrape mecholyo. In other words, the s'chus of the Torah that you're learning l'shem shamayim should also be a s'chus for a refuah. That means that according to Torah Shchaim, even a little more than the Masha, if you're miskaven explicitly that the s'chus of the Torah that you're learning should help you heal your illness, that's also good. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, according to the Masha, according to Torah Shchaim, we understand perfectly well why we can say Tehillim and even the Hiratzon that we say after a Tehillim, the Schus, because the Tehillim is not said as a Lachash. The Tehillim is said L'shem Shamayim, to do Ratzon Hashem, and Omar B'Tfila. And the Schus of all this, we want to achieve the Refuah. Says that the Tzitz Eliezer, in fact, this idea, he thinks is really the Chinuch, not it's in the Risha. The Chinuch teaches, what does the Gemara mean, L'Hagein Shaini? That Gemara, L'Hagein Shaini. Chinuch is in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Yud Beis, Rach Bor Chaver, one of the things that are Aser as Kishuf, is Chover Chaver. That's where he mentions this Inyan of Lachash. So he says in that Mitzvah, Ulai B'ni Tiksha Lai, the Gemara in Shavuos Tesvava Mebeis, Shir Shel Pagoyim, and so on, that you're not allowed to use Sukkim as Refuah. Why isn't it called Chover Chaver? So the Gemara says that it's different when it's Lahagin. Says the Chinuch, what does that mean? For Amuz V'chan Mu'vracha Alzeh, that you're allowed to do the following. His Kiru Loma Mizmor M'sheish Bem Devarim Yo'oru HaNefesh HaYodea Osam Lachsas Bashem U'hasin Bo Kol Miftacho V'likvo Bilvavo Yir'asa V'lismoch Al'chazda V'tuva. You're allowed to say Psukim to create increased and intensified Bitachon in Hashem and Yiras Shemayim, umitochis orus alzeh yenishmar b'lisafik mikol nezek. So he says, what does Lahagin mean? That you're enhancing your Yiras Shemayim, and that's the shmira mikol nezek. V'zeh she'eshivu b'gemar b'nyin zeh, the kaparach v'shuvu levi, hecha abid, how could he do this? And he says, Lahagin shayni, kloma, what's Lahagin shayni? Lo asva Torah she'yoma adam divei Torah, lo ore nafsho letova, kidei she'yagin alav osos chus l'shomro. Says it to Eliezer, it doesn't just mean l'shomro, you know, proactively before anything happened. L'shomro means can also be after there's a makkah, but it's not that you're using the Torah directly as the refuah. Rather, you're doing it to create enhanced bitachon and all of that comes with that, and that's the schus that you want to create the refuah. That's basically what you can say. And then he has a few other snifim as well. There are Rishonim. There's also Tshuvas HaRashba. I didn't have a chance to bring it up. Chelk Aleph Tuf Yud Gimel. Long Tshuvas HaRashba. These types of topics about the Darkei Amori and Refuah. And it could be you can rely on that. It's a whole different Mahach, different than the Rambam, the Pashtus. And there's also other Rishonim that he mentions that seem to say that there's a difference between a Makkah, like the Gemara says Makkah, where it's a physical Makkah wound, and a fever. Could be that's the difference in the Gemara Shabbos. If it's an internal fever, that's different. It could be according to those Rishonim. Kedai Lahaskir, he writes, in Ozdalid, Kamagdol Rishonim, Rabbi Yishai Harishon, that's the Rid, Baritva, the Kasavit, Derakishish, Maka Aser, Mieshel of Kadachas Mutaruchel Shulis Rapos, without a Maka. Ba'alpisa Kosim Hachida, in Shulis Tezvav, that answers very simply, Hahuda Erevin, Chasperosho. If you have a fever and something like that, that's mutter. It's only b'di'ika maka. Finally, the last thing he says is, one could also say that there's a difference between if you take a specific mizmor to say, maybe for the Rambam that's more problematic, or if you're saying tilim ala seder, b'li breira, maybe the whole issue wouldn't go in that case. The Rambam's lesson was that the Bari is Kori Psukim Mizmori Tehillim. He doesn't say that. He says Bari is reading Mizmor Mi Tehillim. In other words, what's mutter by a Bari in Aser for a Chole is to say Mizmor X. And that would the Rambam would be Asering it for a Chole, if you already have the sickness. But let's say a person just going Keseder, and they're reading Tehillim Keseder. You're not picking selected ones, which unfortunately, we do pick selected ones, but the Maisa, if you do it just that way, then even according to the Rambam, it should be no problem. At the end of everything, he says that Ashkachna Pitaron, Lekusha Sasefer, whoever he quotes here, Vanachlen, Leisrael, Enam Neviim Hein, Vinei Neviim Hein. So we should rest assured that we should feel that it's totally appropriate and more than appropriate to, of course, to say tilim and do things with schus of a chole. Be sensitive to the topic, of course, because there is obviously an inyan here as well to be aware of.